The JSE closed in the green today. The All Share Index higher by 0.72%. The Resi 0.22% in the red. Financials up by 1.66%. And industrials also ending up in the green, up close to 0.92%. Joining me now with the markets wrap is Robert Cameron from TB Stockbroking. Robert, welcome.
Hi, Lily.
We're going to start off with Moody's. Okay, we're waiting for the call. Did the markets show any nervousness today?
The market surprisingly is quite resilient. So at the moment, we are just above, just on investment grade by Moody's. The Fitch and S&P already have us in a kind of sub-investment grade or junk status. Yeah. So if Moody's does downgrade us to full-on junk status, meaning one notch down, it means that we are going to exit out of the government, world government bond index. Now, most people that I've spoken to that have heard is that they are going to change possibly the outlook from stable to negative, so not necessarily the full, you know, downgrade at the moment. But also, if it does happen, I think it would be some kind of a shock to the markets. Yeah. I don't think they have been pricing this in at all. The rand actually quite strong today.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. If okay. It does happen on Monday, I think we would be in for some kind of a shock.
In for a bit of a smack with the rand as well. It did go stronger, 14.49 from around 14.70 yesterday. Did the trade balance have an impact there?
Yeah, definitely. I think so the trade balance came out positive 4 billion. I think there was a negative figure expected. So it means actually that our exports have actually done well. So
okay, so we're holding thumbs for Moody's.
We are definitely, yeah.
Interim is out from Pumalela, 18% down.
So again, you know, it's your SA Inc. shares this quarter that hasn't performed well at all. So they basically stated that the international operations have done quite well, but in South Africa, it's not. And they've lost 18% on their headline earnings per share. Also, I think it's a bit of a discretionary spend. I'm slightly cautious. I mean, people go out and borrow money, obviously.
That's just too hard. Okay, so the retailers did well today, Robert. Not a price. And Woolies up by 5%. Now, they were up in the global market.
Yeah, today's a little bit of a funny day because it's the end of the quarter. So many of the funds would use today's values to mark, you know, their performance fees and the like. So I think a bit of window dressing happening there. But your retailers have done quite poorly in the past month or so. I'm thinking the likes of Mr. Price, Massmart, Chewers, even Fushini, which had actually decent results, also came under the cuff. There was a few others as well. Okay, then not even mentioning Aspen and so on. But today was just, I think, a bit of a rebound from the lows there, and maybe some guys coming in and buying on the low and, you know, yeah, seeing they can push it a little bit higher for those fees.
Globally, there was a surprise with H&M, the world's second largest retailer, coming out with improved margins in Q1. So it could have had a little bit of impact on the local stocks. Kumba Iron Ore, so I've been watching that stock. It's up about another 4% today, sitting at around 4.30, and obviously the whole Vale thing. So I wonder if you'd even get in at 4.30. Have we missed the boat?
I would be very cautious to get in at 430, but, you know, it might go up another 50 to 100 rand or something like that. You know, what they say goes up, comes down. Basically, you know, if you look at the chart of this thing, it's quite exponential, kind of how it's, run up, like quite spectacularly. I would be reluctant. I would wait for a pullback rather. It seems that basically what they're pulling out the ground isn't iron ore anymore, it's gold. So I think... Yeah, just be cautious. And if you are gonna, if you really want to buy, just, you know, kind of phase it in. Don't just buy everything in one shot.
An average pricing there. Okay, so your stock pick is the mighty Naspers.
My stock pick is Naspers. I know that it's kind of been said on the show many times before. The reason I like it is I think previously there's been a lot of noise around, you know, the value unlock that hasn't been happening, yeah, because of the 10 cent valuation being more than the market cap of the entire Naspers, which means that you get everything else for free. So now with the multi-choice unbundling we saw a month or so ago, that kind of showed that the willingness of management to distribute these assets back to shareholders so the market can value those as a separate listing. So what we're seeing now is that they are going to spin off 25% of Naspers international internet holdings, which includes your, you know, Tencent, Swiggy, Delivery Hero, all of those into a listing in Amsterdam. And that's going to be made available to Naspers shareholders. They would be, the details are still sketchy, but they would be able to choose between an increased holding in the local Naspers or the international holding, which is Nuka, doesn't have a name at the moment. So for Naspers, I think, you know, it's kind of in a future, I want to call it like a growth sector, also positioned, I think, for the future in terms of your artificial intelligence and all that. We keep on hearing about the fourth industrial revolution.
So has the Dutch listing played a big part in making it your stock pick?
Yes, definitely, because of the management willingness, basically, to kind of unbundle.
So you're inferring quality management. But Robert, it's 332 Rand. It's an expensive stock, isn't it?
But it's been a lot more expensive previously. Yeah. So at the moment, the price-earnings ratio is just over 30, where, you know, kind of historically, it hasn't been frowned upon when it was 90. You know, I mean, so this stock has basically come down. I mean, the high is about 4,200 Rand. So that's about, was that a quarter
less? So it's bargain basement buying at 3,332 Rand.
I don't think it's bargain basement buying, but I think it's kind of somewhere to kind of, you know, it's definitely an industry where there's going to be growth. If you tell me, you know, to buy something comes out of the ground, I don't know if there's so much growth can happen.
Okay, but, well, we have to leave it there. Naspers it is. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
That was Robert Cameron from TV Stockbroking. Your stock pick is the mighty Naspers.
So my stock pick is Naspers. I know that it's kind of been said on the show many times before. The reason I like it is I think previously there's been a lot of noise around, you know, the value unlock that hasn't been happening because of the Tencent valuation being more than the market cap of the entire Naspers, which means that you get everything else for free. So now with the multi-choice unbundling we saw a month or so ago, that kind of showed that the willingness of management to kind of to distribute these assets back to shareholders so the market can value those as a separate listing. So what we're seeing now is that they are going to spin off 25% of Naspers international internet holdings, which includes your, you know, Tencent, Swiggy, Delivery Hero, all of those into a listing in Amsterdam. And that's going to be made available to Naspers shareholders. They would be, the details are still sketchy, but they would be able to choose between an increased holding in the local Naspers or the international holding, which is Nuka, doesn't have a name at the moment. So for Naspers, I think, you know, it's kind of in a future, I want to call it like a growth sector, also positioned, I think, for the future in terms of your artificial intelligence and all that. We keep on hearing about the fourth industrial revolution.
So has the Dutch listing played a big part in making it your stock pick?
Yes, definitely, because of the management willingness, basically, to kind of unbundle.
So you're inferring quality management. But Robert, it's 332 Rand. It's an expensive stock, isn't it?
But it's been a lot more expensive previously. Yeah. So at the moment, the price-earnings ratio is just over 30, where, you know, kind of historically, it hasn't been frowned upon when it was 90. You know, I mean, so this stock has basically come down. I mean, the high is about 4,200 Rand. So that's about, was it a quarter
so it's
less?
It's bargain basement buying at 3,332 Rand.
I don't think it's bargain basement buying, but I think it's kind of somewhere to kind of, you know, it's definitely an industry where there's going to be growth. If you tell me, you know, to buy something comes out of the ground, I don't know if there's so much growth can happen.
Okay, but, well, we have to leave it there. Naspers it is. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
That was Robert Cameron from TV Stockbroking.